This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MATT20. Cleto Rays, the makers of high-quality boxing gloves, get free shipping with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 681.
681.
My name's Inkle Michael.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious
and
ridiculous. What's sorry. Happening?
My camera was wonky.
No, not gang signs. Just
you're saying, what's up, AI?
That's right. We love the AIs.
Yeah, it's totally not the gayest thing ever invented.
Yes.
Just saying, not gay. Hey, you know what it is, Ingo?
Bears in London, not gay.
Yeah, not gay. They keep the longest current home undefeated streak. I don't remember what's that, 8 or 9 games in a row now. Trajectory just like this, keep playing crazy shitty teams, so it's hard to gauge where we're at.
The Lions on Thanksgiving is going to be a tough one.
That's yeah.
coming up. I think they have a bye week, don't they, coming up?
Well, they also had a player get severely injured.
Oh, that was
bad.
Game. Yeah.
I'll show it, and I'll probably have to blur this because it's so similar to MMA.
I don't want
to
see it.
Yeah, fuck you. You want to see this. You see this little leg go shin on shin, and then, oh, Anderson Silva, where are you? Chris Weidman, where are you? That's a pretty good guy, right?
Who is it? Dan Hutchinson, I think.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Top guys on fucking defense. Oops. Oops. But I'm sure he'll be back next year.
That's a bad break.
Yeah, like you can't break. I don't know if he broke both bones. It sure looked
he
like
did. Tibia and fibia.
But, you know, you see all these MMA guys that have it happen. Not the same when they come back. You're just not. And especially when you're going to go into a fucking super full contact sport.
Yeah. Violent. Lots of velocity and explosion.
Yeah. So
too bad for him. That sucks.
Not good. And, so Bears, 4-2. 4-2, Bingo.
Exciting.
And how about credit to the fucking Blackhawks? They have no deal with Xfinity right now, so you can't watch any other fucking hockey games.
Yeah. We're
only like 4 games in the season. Because I guess the holdup is Xfinity wants to put their channel in the highest tier of the programming, and before I guess it was in the middle tier. And that's where the disagreement is. And the Blackhawks or whoever owns the channel that does Blackhawks, Bulls, and whatever other Chicago teams, they even gave them a discount. So they're letting them pay a little bit less for the rights to show all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I even tried to get like an antenna so you can watch it over local channels. Wouldn't pull it up either.
Is it like blocked? Somebody's blocked.
No, I couldn't even get that local channel for some reason. But it could be because I'm in the basement trying to put an antenna up. And that doesn't quite work.
Out the window.
I put it against the window.
All the way out.
Maybe it's outside. And
get a flagpole.
Yeah. But again, it's you know, that's typical. You shit on the fucking fans. It's
of course.
Unsurprising, so...
Yeah,
I might just stop watching them. I guess maybe I'll just watch the Bears. So,
so far so good. One game a week.
It's Brocktober, by the way.
Oh yeah, forgot about
Brocktober.
That. We're like a week late on that, but that's good.
I know. It's always good.
It is good.
What else is going on as we get right into the actions?
Let me see. Oh, well, there was over the weekend, there was a UFC, right? Which I didn't watch, but Grant Dawson had a quote of the decade. Did you see this?
Yes.
He said, there's one more person I have to thank even more, and that's my beautiful, beautiful wife. I'm telling you guys, the biggest cheat code that I have is having the most amazing and supportive wife that you could possibly have. How much she supports me literally my favorite thing. Well, it's my second favorite thing, because my first favorite thing is she has a dump truck you could bounce a quarter off of.
Yeah, and there's her picture. She's a little embarrassed when he said that, so good on him.
Yeah, having a little fun.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not going to just search her out, but I'll just take his word for it.
Yeah. Take his word.
So we saw that. They saw there's another interesting way to watch fights. I'm assuming this is all over. I'm not exactly sure where, but let me make sure my sound is off, because they're showing the Pereira fight. It almost looks like you're in the theater, but they have weird angles of the fights where, like, you can see where the fans are watching, like some kind of big screen. But that's a wild way to watch it. Like, you're almost sitting in the octagon.
It's like your cage side.
Yeah, without the cage in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's interesting, but you can't see all the footwork. And that's part of my problem with the broadcast is they don't always show you the footwork. So sometimes they cut them off at the ankles. And like, I want to see everybody's body, because I want to see if you have a southpaw versus a regular guy. Like, who's doing what with their feet? Who's trying to be on the outside? Like, the lead leg on the outside. And you can't always see that on a broadcast. And they fucking cover that shit up. Like, you gotta... I don't know who's filming this, but not smart people at times. And then, speaking of that, they said Alex Pereira, he weighed in... He was 228.2 on the night when he fought Khalil Roundtree.
Wow.
Saying he put on 25 pounds in about 24 hours.
That's nuts.
And just remember, he was fighting at 185 too.
Right.
Like, it's insane. He's going to have to make the move to heavyweight.
I mean, for sure. Go ahead. Were you going to say more?
No, I was going to say, what else is happening?
Well, yeah, I was going to say Donald Cerrone says he's ending his retirement. He's looking at two more fights. Says, I'm chasing greatness. 50 UFC fights. He says he wants a finish and he wants a bonus. So
needs
what
money.
What do you think are his chances of getting all that? As much as
pretty good, but here's the question: like, he's admitted he's on so many steroids and peptides
now.
I want to say he said he was weighing well over 200, maybe even 220, on all that shit. So he's obviously going to come off of that. What the fuck weight class is he going to fight at?
Good question. Maybe 205?
I don't like his chances at 205.
185 is...
I mean, he'll probably do... He's not going back to 155. 170. I mean, he'll probably do 185 would be my guess, but fuck. I guess you got to see, like, he's obviously going to shrink when you come off of that shit. But he's not going to shrink to 55. He's probably 70 or 85.
You would think. Yeah.
And when you talk about him, I guess you got to figure out what weight class he's going to be in first before you figure out who he's going to fight. Because Tony Ferguson is now also, I think he's got 8 losses in a row. And he may need a fight partner. So maybe you match those guys up. Because I know Donald.
I love that matchup.
A ton of losses, correct?
I love that. That'll be a great matchup if they can make that happen.
So just do those two and...
Hell yeah.
Winner stays, loser fucking...
Loser retires.
Retires for realsies this time. Because all these fighters, again, it's just classic. They never really retire. You retire and then you go, fuck, I need some money, and then jump back in. Yep. Or you go bare knuckle and it's just the way it goes.
Well, that was going to be my next story, actually. Ferguson had a comment about it coming back, and he said, I only put half the fucking glove in there, and I got it back. So that tells me I've got both pairs of gloves. We're going to take the rest of the season, figure things out, and we're coming back in January or February. Stay tuned.
Yeah, of course.
I think Cerrone's not going to be ready by then. So...
Yeah, I don't know with this new testing program, because I was just thinking back in the day it was 6 months. Yeah.
Does he get a special exemption?
He should. I don't think they really... You don't hear much about the drug testing anymore, do you?
No. It was all the rage for a while.
Yeah. I think we're trying to get back to
not worry about it.
Yeah. It's where we should be because we proved we have a clean sport, mostly clean. And, you know, let them run hot a little bit.
Why not?
Let's see what else. Oh, we got the PFLs going down this weekend.
Okay.
So we've got that major card. I forgot what they said they were charging too much. Fucking Battle of the Giants. Francis Ngannou versus Hernan Ferreira. I'll just call him Ferreira. I don't like Francis' chances at all because he was boxing for too long. So
yeah.
Now he's got to make that switch back to MMA. We have fucking Cyborg who should...
check out. It should be a destruction.
Usually it is, but again, she only has one or two fights left, and then some other guys on the card, but I'm mostly interested in those two fights.
Renan, yeah, I think he's tough. I think he could definitely beat Ngannou.
Yeah, I won't be surprised. Shared,
by the way.
Yeah, I'm trying to stop it.
Stop it. Stop it, screen.
Stop share. Yeah, speaking of, let's do some sponsor action. And
little sponsor, this episode sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. You had to say that twice. Just don't forget. Right. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 milligrams all the way up to 12 milligrams. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligrams. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. So that's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. Did you have a little too much fun in the sun this summer? It's no secret that the UV rays can take a toll on our skin, leaving it dry, tired, and less vibrant. If you want to hit the undo button on UV-induced aging, say hello to OneSkin, your secret weapon against the summer's toll on your skin. OneSkin products are all powered by the revolutionary OS01 peptide. The proprietary peptide is scientifically proven to reduce dysfunctional, also called senescent cells, a central source of skin aging. Their scientists have shown that it can actually reverse the biological age of skin by several years in the groundbreaking research. Healthier, more youthful skin doesn't just look great, which we all want, but it's good for your overall health too. As the leaves change color this fall, help your skin undergo its own transformation with OneSkin. Their products work tirelessly to repair, rejuvenate, and erase the signs of summer damage, ensuring you step into this new season with the healthiest skin of your life. Head over to oneskin.co and explore how their products can become your skin's new savior. For a limited time, our listeners and viewers can get 15% off OneSkin with our code FIT15 at oneskin.co.
That's right, and I love using it. I use it on my hands, and this is the perfect time when the weather is, I think we're going to hit 34 degrees overnight, so we're already in winter season. I think winter is coming, and winter may be here. So OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at discounted rate, even a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FIT15. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. We only have one body, one skin, and you can only make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin.
And this episode is brought to you by XSuit. Axe Suit makes luxury quality, ultra comfortable, easy care suits accessible for the modern man. Timeless style and elegance without restricted movement and constant upkeep.
That's right. And I ordered a suit from Axe Suit and it fits pretty nice. It's pretty sweet, man. I'll just tell you, you take your own measurements, you send it in, you hope for the best. And I'll tell you what, it fits really nice. And it's comfortable and it's slightly stretchy. And I like it a lot. Take that.
And remember, we've got a special deal for our viewers and listeners. You can save 10% off any X suit with code MMA Nuts. That's 10% off any X suit with code MMA Nuts at xsuit.com.
That's right. X suit. And just like that, back to the show.
What do I want to say here? There's a rumor around the campfire that Conor McGregor and Dan Hooker are going to be fighting February 1st. There's like some chat back and forth between these two on the internet. Do you buy any of this crap?
No, not at all. I think it's just because I don't know what event. Maybe Hooker was at the BKFC event over the weekend. And I think they were in the ring and Conor is either drunk or high or something. Both. Maybe on a little booger sugar. I don't know what booger that guy's sugar. Into. But
never heard that.
The other thing that's floating around is they're talking about a four-man 155 BMF champion tournament.
Whoa.
And this is the bracket being floated. I thought it was kind of weird to get your thoughts on this. So it's Max Holloway and Dan Hooker and Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje. So I'll just say one of those guys probably doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Why is Dan Hooker being considered in that?
I don't know. He's obviously an up-and-coming exciting guy or something. I'm not sure yet.
I would rather just maybe put Chandler in there.
Okay.
That seems to make more sense.
Have Cerrone cut down and get in there.
I'm okay with that, too.
For his comeback.
Or just make it whatever weight. We don't give a fuck.
Ooh.
You can't, although you can't make Max Holloway fight 170. that's kind of bullshit, but
yeah.
Or maybe it's a catch weight, 165. Yeah, well, fuck it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's whatever. But one night tournament, four guys. Let's fucking do this.
Oh, yeah.
BMF title. I would say throw Conor in, but he's never fucking fighting, right?
No.
And like we're past the point of ridiculousness with the guy. He's like a goddamn candy man. He's never coming. Let's see.
I have some videos and one more story.
Yeah, there's that UFC antitrust lawsuit, and apparently I think it was 51 fighters filed some kind of paperwork to attach to the lawsuit, basically saying, hey, we want you to accept the talking to the judge, saying, please accept what the UFC is offering here. Because a lot of guys are saying they're fucked up or they need the money. And I'll pull this up. So Eric McGracken pretty much summed it up, if I can fucking open this link sometime today. So he said, it's three basic reasons. So one, they're hurting financially. Two, they are hurting physically and cognitively. And three, many did not truly know what they were signing up for. And Brendan Schaub was talking on his podcast. And it's weird because we were talking about Shane Carwin recently. And Shane is one of those fighters that wrote something in, and Brendan was talking about that, and those two used to train together, spar together, blah, blah, blah. And now Brendan is saying Shane is basically a mess. Like, he can't hold down a job. He was an engineer, and he was when he was fighting Brock Lesnar for the title. But he is also saying basically he can't even fucking tie his own shoes now. Like, that's how fucked up Shane is.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah. And that's then bad. Yeah. And then Misha Tate made a comment and said, I think she was talking about Shane specifically. She said, I'm not here to disagree with anything. Oh, she was talking about what Brendan was saying about Shane. So said, okay. I'm not here to disagree with anything you have said. I don't know anything about Shane Carwin's life post-fighting, but I think there are, unfortunately, many people struggling, so it's a bigger problem. The economy, taxes, etc. I also have to wonder if he used any of the money he made to invest in things. Again, I don't know his spending habits, although fighters may deserve to make more money. It's our job to be smart with the money we make. Not easy, but we do have to be responsible for any decisions we make. That includes even choosing the sport of fighting. I'm a big personal responsibility advocate. With that said, sometimes you find out the hard way that you may feel taken advantage of, or just a lot of stuff didn't go your way. I will say a prayer for him. I certainly don't wish this kind of struggle on anyone. So what do you think about what she said there?
I mean, I think some of it makes sense, right? But the problem is I don't know if all these fighters have all the information before they make the decision to fight. So if they had the info, then I would say it's informed consent and all bets are off. But I think, right, a lot of them don't figure this out till later. And certainly along those guys that are all struggling right now, they had no idea, right? And I think other people knew, but they didn't give a shit. So they need to take care of them. That's just kind of how it works.
Well, it's like football with the concussions, right? We're in the same thing. We're all talking about the same thing. It's CTE, and you know how long did football hide that from everybody, right? There's a fucking long movie time about it.
Football, cigarette companies. I mean, you name it. They'll hide it until they can't.
Yeah, but then these guys are so fucked up. Like, if Shane can't even tie his shoes, like, fuck. What is his quality of life? And then what is that worth, you know?
Right.
And then we're letting some of these guys, and now I always struggle with, do you force them to stop fighting? Because at some point, the clock is up. Like, you can only take so much abuse.
Yeah.
And we talk about Bigfoot Silva and how much damage that guy has taken, and how long did he might still be fighting, right? So it's like, do you step in? Do you stop people? We were just talking about Tony Ferguson, 8 fucking losses in a row. Does someone step in and say no? Or do you just, can we just buy him out? Can we buy these people out and say, you know, you've fought too long, too much. I know you want to keep fighting. Here's fucking half a million to not fight anymore. Well, they got to do something. So. Just seeing all sorts of pop-ups on this computer. This did not eject properly. Like, what are you talking? I've been hitting my computer and cords are popping out. So that's cool.
That's not good.
Yeah. Disk not ejected properly. Disk not ejected properly. Whatever. Fuck you, computer.
What did you stick in the disk slot?
Well, I'm trying to get in the AI. We were talking about this pre-show. Oh, okay. Like, I want to be in the AI. And you said you'd be like Wreck-It Ralph.
The USB port.
I'm going in. I'm going to stick that port somewhere.
Just lick your finger and touch it.
I'm sure that worked. I did that once in a light socket. Didn't feel pleasant.
Of course it did.
I stuck my finger in there and turned it on. It hurt so bad. But then you learn. That's how you learn things. You make a mistake and fuck yourself up as a kid.
Yep.
It's like sticking a fork in an outlet. Don't do it. I didn't do that, but I knew someone who did.
Real smart person.
They are. You gotta figure out what electricity is. What else is going on?
Okay, I got one more story. This is about Mike Perry, and apparently he was arrested for DUI a few days ago, right? And that's really not the story that I think is interesting. It's the comments I saw on the Twitter. It's like, it was, the sentiment was basically, I had no idea it was the first time. Like, it was expected that that would happen, which is kind of like, what the fuck? What kind of reputation does this guy have? People thought it's, it's just big deal. He's getting a DUI.
Well, I think 10 of them. I was just going to say, because I think I've seen him in 2 or 3 street fights at bars. Yeah. So unsurprising. Knocking people out. And I forgot what he responded. I think he tweeted out and he said he was punch drunk or something, but whatever. Oh. Yeah, not maybe. Real drunk, just punch drunk.
That's different.
Yeah. He'll be all right. I don't think BKFC gives a shit. They'll probably pay for that. I don't even know what those... Because I don't think he... I want to say he didn't take any tests. I know he didn't sign whatever they told him to sign. but whatever. Don't drink and drive. That's bad. How's that?
I agree.
I saw some pad work. There was a... This is the... I'm just going to show you pad work. Give me your thoughts on this.
Okay, let's see. It's very slow. Is it slow? Is it slowed down on purpose?
No! This is UFC on Vegas 98. This guy's warming up. What are we doing here? Does he have a back injury? This is the most stiff pad work I've ever seen pre-fight to warm up.
It is very stiff.
It's very robotic. It could be the fucking Tesla robots. Did you see all that Tesla shit?
No.
It's insane. All the shit they rolled out. No, well, besides the rocket landing between the top chopsticks or the booster coming back to Earth, they also had a event, I think it was on October 10th, where they unveiled three new products. One was their robot, which was out there serving drinks and shit and talking to people. I think it was still human controlled, but the way it was moving and articulating the hands, like that's fucking crazy. And then they unveiled their taxi cab, which is basically just going to be, I think it's a two-seater.
Automated taxi cab?
Yep. No Sweet. Person driving, just going to come and pick you up. And then the nice thing was Uber said, you know, we should probably work with Tesla instead of trying to develop that on our own. So that may be an instant plug-in for them. And then there was also a Tesla bus that they unveiled, which I think it seats 12 people. And I don't know if I have the picture, but it looks like stuff out of the iRobot movie.
Ooh,
like someone did the side by side. Let me see if I can find that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had the picture.
No, I have it, but it's in my email. I didn't put it in the show because just talking sparked that memory of, hey, I should probably bring this up. Yeah, I got it here. Because it's just crazy what this fucking guy is developing. I love it. You need a super genius out there. So you can kind of see this is the iRobot on the left and Tesla on the right. Real product. I mean, I can't see the bottom.
Maybe you like that movie. You're just like, I'm going to go for that.
Yeah. So you can kind of see it. Very similar. And he is saying the robots, everyone's probably going to own one at some point. I think they're pricing those at $30,000. The taxis.
What's the robot going to do? Like
whatever you want it to do, which is frightening. Because like, can I bring him around? And like, that's my personal bodyguard. Like, hey, fuck that guy up. Just fuck him up. Just leg kick that guy. Don't maim him, but just choke him out. Just fucking choke that guy out.
Yeah.
So, like, do I need, like...
I think you would get in trouble for that. There'd be a law they would...
I don't know. The fucking robot's got a mind of his own. I didn't think... I was joking. The fucking robot did
that. It'd be like you're responsible for whatever the damn thing does.
I don't know. But then do I need to know robot defense now?
Probably.
I have to train to fight robots. Like, how am I going to take this motherfucker out?
I think
water? I have to carry a shotgun and blow his legs out. Blind him. Flashlight to the eye. I don't know. Anyway, something that's coming down the pipe.
I like it.
What do you have left? KOs or?
Yeah, I got a couple KOs and some.
Okay, I got a handful of other things. I know Ronda Rousey, we always talk about back in the day of how wonky her shadow boxing was.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to pull up a comparison between her, let's pull this out, and Elle Brooke, who is a OnlyFans model / porn star or something. And you be the judge. Who has better shadow boxing? Let's start with Ronda Rousey. This is her classic mode.
Wow.
That is the most horrific shit I've ever seen.
Pretty bad. Elbows are like all out.
Yeah, and then her hands are over rotating. She's like whipping her hand. And then now we go to Elle Brooke, OnlyFans model, and we'll do her shadow boxing. She's going in slow motion, but notice the technique and go.
Oh, it's great technique. She looks tight.
Strong. And she's the one who went to a draw with Paige VanZant in a fucking boxing match recently. So
I like it.
Anyway, I just like to prove a point. Like Ronda Rousey had the worst shadow boxing ever. If I can just get that in everywhere.
It was pretty bad.
That'd be cool. UFC 310, they announced some new fights for that. So we'll pull this card up. Let's see. So it's going to be headlined by Belal Muhammad and Rakhmonov. Shavkat Rakhmonov. And you have another title fight, the pie weights. And you got Gon, Volkov. And then this is where that Vicente Luque and Nick Diaz fight lands. Aljamain Sterling. It's not bad. Not bad. The Clay Guida. I know we keep bringing this one up because I remember seeing all this. Michael Chiesa.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I think we talked about
But I think they announced the three fights officially. So the two title fights and then the Gon Volkov fight that got rescheduled. So I like that. I like that. Oh, damn, there was a... I'll probably just paraphrase this, but I forgot about this. Bas Rutten was talking about Grand Theft Auto, and he did all like a lot of the fight motion, like they did all the capture. And I think it was in, I don't know if it started in the fourth one, but basically beforehand, they would just have a guy being static doing like all the striking in the air. And Bass was going, I should really be hitting shit. So you could see like what that does to my body when I hit something, because it kind of, you get a little reverb back.
Yeah.
And then I forgot in Grand Theft Auto 4, there was, if you went to the TV and watched, there was a channel with Bas Rutten on it. And he was just going, he said he was being a psychopath in there, just beating the shit out of everybody. Cause I think he was basing that character off of his street fighting techniques where he's in the bar and going, bang, bing, bong. And you take his head, you bounce it off the bar, doing all that shit in there. Yeah. I forgot about that. I'm like, oh, yeah. But I think that's where a lot of the fighting came from in Grand Theft Auto, at least from 4 and on, was from fucking Bas Rutten. I'm like, holy shit. Fucking totally forgot about that. So,
oh, yeah.
Good on him. I got a couple other things before we get to tattoos.
Oh, no. I'm afraid.
Yeah, I got one to rank and then one weird one. So let's do the ranking. So I'll pull this guy up. Guy on the left. He's fighting. What do you rank this chest tattoo at?
It's really looks weird. It's
Halloween inspired. Yes.
It's 4. Maybe he's 5.
Oh, you're generous. I was going to give it a 1. That's interesting. And then, I don't know. This guy's Matt Yusek on Twitter, or X, sorry. Mike Jurek went to Ukraine to fight for Clan FC, and they told him he had to cover his Hezbollah tattoo.
What the hell? That's epic, though.
He's got it. And then while you're fighting, you got to fucking put some tape over that bitch. The shit is that about? You can't have Hezbollah on you in Ukraine?
Apparently not. Sacrilegious. It's like putting Jesus on your shoulder.
Could be. Wait.
We'll do that all the time.
Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. And then tweet of the week. This is a double uppercut in a 2-versus-1 boxing match.
Oh, God.
Double. Well, the thing I like about this is both guys are attacking him at the same time. And that guy's doing it kind of right, because anytime you fight multiple attackers, it's back against the wall and you want to try to get everyone in a straight line. He's getting hit too much to do.
Yeah. Well, that one dude was huge on the left.
Yeah.
It's massive.
He's just fucking dialing up. Let's do some KOs. What you got?
All right. I got 2. Here we go. Here's the first one. There they go. Doing a little thing. And here it comes. Pump.
Oof.
Ate the whole thing.
He's hungry.
Yeah. Shut him off. And then I got another one here. A little karate. Look at this move. A little.
Oh.
What do you call that? A reverse scissor kick or something?
Yeah. Something. I don't know what the shit that
Fucked
was.
Him up, man.
Let's see what I got. I got a couple. Alex Pereira's sister fought in Karate Combat over the weekend. And the nice thing is Karate Combat said, fucking share all of our clips because we will not copyright you on anything.
Sweet.
So
perfect.
We've got a couple angles of this. So apparently the left hook runs wild in that family. And we'll pull this up here. She's in the black.
82% of them think she's going to be victory.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we want to hit the alternate angle on that one. Oof. It looked like she broke her face on that. Like, it wasn't like a straight knockout, but more of like a
broken
orbital or something. So we got those two. I got two more on here. So it always goes to increasing death to death from each of these. And this one was awkward. I think this was, I don't know, get your thoughts. Like, does this look real?
Like the KO, you mean?
Yeah. It almost looked like he took a dive, no?
It looks like he missed him. I don't know. Maybe he did catch him with that last left hook.
Yeah. That looked kind of awkward. And then this one, this guy gets a couple. He gets in a couple KOs in the same fight. This is like that Pat Barry Chicago. Oof. Are you not knocked out yet? Now you are. Now you are. Thanks for playing.
That's brutal.
And I think this came from Karate Combat too, but there's a pretty cool sub where the guy used the sidewall to jump a fucking flying triangle.
Sweet.
That's nice.
Oh, wow. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Who knew you could do that?
Yeah.
Seems like he paid for it though, landed on his freaking head.
Yeah, it didn't feel great.
No.
Let's see. Yeah, one other thing before we hit some knowledge.
Okay.
Let's see what we have here. This weird video. Let me share sound.
Grab a stick and twist it!
Oh my god, dude, this is an MMA fight, dude!
You twist that dick!
Twist his dick!
Twist his dick!
Oh my god, oh my god.
All dick twist!
My favorite thing in this video always is this chick here just losing her shit. Like, she's like, oh my god. Anyway, this is some knowledge. What do you got?
Well, I have another interesting thing. This is a little surveillance footage of a security guard and some dude who appears to be a little belligerent talking to him. He decides to hit the security guard. The security guard's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Good night.
Oh, yeah. A little spinning back kick. You like that, bitch? You want to fuck with me?
I saw this video. I was like, I wonder if this is what Matt used to do when he was bouncing. It was like, oh, you're going to hit me? Okay.
1, 2, 3. I would just say, I didn't always wait for them to hit me. It's better to be the aggressor if they're, if they just touch you a little bit, then it's on. I always found that to be more effective than. Although some guys I let hit me first and then didn't always work out for them. Because again, once you learn self-defense jujitsu,
all bets are off.
When no one else knows, again, I had such an unfair advantage in 94. No one knew what the fuck I knew.
Back in 94, that sounds like numb.
I know, right? I'm fucking choking fools out in 94. Jesus. Dropping them off, like bouncing them off the walls of the bar and take them outside. And oh, I'm sorry, your face is blue, son. Well, let's see what else we got here. I think I got two things. I didn't open that one. There's a hockey goon. You remember when Conor McGregor wore that one suit that said fuck you on it?
Yes.
Well, now a hockey goon representing it. This is Arbor, whatever his last name is. He's on the Canadiens.
Oh, man, nice.
One of their goons. So he's wearing that. I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with that. And then we'll close it out on this one. Meanwhile, a small town in England.
Funtcuck.
Welcome to Funtcuck. Please what? Pronounce carefully. I don't know.
Jesus.
That's how you get people to come to your town.
Apparently, name it Funtcuck.
It's like, well, I used to work at Fuddruckers. I don't even know if those are still around anymore. Mother Fuddruckers. That was on their mustard bottle. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was my first job. $3.75 an hour at the age of 14.
You're making bank.
Bus boy. That's right.
Sweet.
Work your way up to fucking cashier and then cook. All that shit.
That's the life.
And if you want to get crazy, then you get to become the butcher, but I couldn't make it. You had to be 18 for a butcher.
Ah, that makes sense.
They made the most money and they had the sharpest knives. I was always told, don't touch the butcher knives. Those things were like death. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I want
to. Yeah. They just have to be able to carve everything up, right?
Yeah. They were wearing metal gloves too, because those knives were just like through fucking thick meats. Yeah. Cutting like butter. That's it. Let's shut it down.
All right, that's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.